I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High. Toll free, the number. Get on the stick, 844-843-6879. If you've smoked all kinds of fatties tonight, I'll do it again. 844-843-6879. I was on the phone today with a lady, and so Granny said, can you give the lady your email? And so I said, what? And she handed me the phone and I was like, what? And she's like, can you give the nurse your email? I said, sure. So I get on the phone and I say, F is in Frank. And she said, slow down. I went, what? I go, what? I go, I just started. She goes, who's Frank? I go, never mind. Here she is. I gave her the phone back. I go, F is in Frank, you know, like F, because that might sound like an S or something on the phone. I was F is in Frank. And she went, who's Frank? And I went, here, take the phone. I'm not doing this. And she's like, you have to give me your email. I said, smoke a bowl, Granny. So then I wrote it down for her so she could give it to the lady. I have no patience with people. None. Zero. You're either with me or you're not. Like, you're either on the caboose or you're in the front of the train with all the femmes. I can't deal with it, Carver High. You know what I mean? I got to sit back there by the caboose where the bar is. You know, buying drinks. We used to take the train down to D.C. or whatever, right, to games and stuff. And we drank the whole way. If it was Philly, if it was D.C., it didn't matter. We were going on that train down there. We had to, you know, Baltimore or whatever, or to Camden. We drank the whole way.
That's the only way to do it.
The only way to do it. And then if they don't have a bar on the train, we sneak drinks in. Sneaking in, you know, the whole deal. You got the, I can't even remember what you call it, the flask. I had the flask going. I had little airplane bottles going. Beers. I told you I used to steal beers. When I was in Canada, like at the ACC in Toronto, after games, they serve up beer to the media, and I used to steal like 20 cans of beer. I'd stuff it in every orifice, every single pocket, everything, pant pockets, coat pockets, arms, sleeves, shoulders. I walked out, I looked like Jack Lambert. I had so many bumps in my coat. And I would steal the beers, and then I'd bring them on the team bus, and all the players would drink with me. And then I'd get yelled at by Don Waddell because you could smell the beer wafting to the front of the bus, and he knew it was me always doing something bad with booze. I always said, here's Curry from 30. Yes. His first three of the game from 30 feet out. a dagger. It is a 10-point Warriors who seldom come out to play. Yay. They lead the Lakers, the crying Lakers, by 10 in Staples. Of course, the Lakers spend the entire first quarter crying to the refs about every call. And now they're down 10 to the Dubs and to Mr. Curry. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, Hoorah Soldier, Hoorah. It's Pharrell and Carver High on a bench on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday, 844-843-6879, the number. So do you think, I'm just asking you, Carver High, do you think all the people in San Diego that listen to us, do you think they're Laker fans, or do you think they're rooting against them tonight? Because I know they already got their fill of Tatis coming back into the lineup today with a 4-for-4 and a home run.
Yeah, big day for Tatis coming back. I'm not sure what the breakdown is down there. We'd probably have to ask Kaplan. Now, weren't the Clippers once in San Diego, like way, way, way back in the day? Like way back
in
the day.
Yeah, so long ago that it doesn't even count.
Right. So I'm not sure what the bad. I would guess it's mostly Laker fans because that's mostly Laker fans everywhere. So I would guess it's predominantly Lakers.
Yeah, but like what I remember, like just as much as the Padres hate the Dodgers, that San Diego, like for the most part, hates LA.
Yeah, but.
And San Francisco.
But I think a big part of that is. You know, there's two things there. You have the Padre-Dodger thing, which, and this goes even way back, even before this current Padre-Dodger thing, and you have the Chargers leaving for Los Angeles. So there's like a lot of reasons to hate LA, but on the NBA side of things, you don't really have that unless you still got a couple people who have been there 50 years upset about the Clippers.
Now you're seeing Curry working it. He's working it. Oh, God, they blocked his shot. I just saw Davis get swatted at one end and Curry at the other. Oh, my God, this game's crazy. They're up 9. They should be up 12 because Curry got swatted at the rim. And the weird thing about this game, Caruso's got 10 points in this game, 10 of their 37 from Alex Caruso. I've seen it all now because they're doing a good job on, oh, look at this. They're hitting more three bombs, the Warriors. That was Poole, the kid from Michigan. Unbelievable. They are on fire and they're cocky and they're excited and they're into the game and they're trying to pull it off tonight. They're trying to send the Lakers to purgatory where they would play Memphis on Friday night. How funny would that be if the Warriors won this game tonight for Carver High? All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. 49-40 Warriors after a Caruso layup. They're letting Caruso go unguarded. They're just the Warriors' game plan is to just let him do whatever he wants. Alex Caruso's getting no one guards him at all. He literally has no one guarding him, and he's shooting layups. They're letting him do whatever he wants because they're guarding LeBron and Davis. And that's all there is to it. They have one game plan. Stop those two. Acuna with a walk-off home run tonight for the Braves. Everything happened tonight. Dave Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, had a meltdown at Wrigley Field where he picked up a first base and body slammed it on the ground. And then when the umpire threw him out of the game, then he kicked the base for 20 feet. He went all kung fu on it. It was awesome. And your boy Soto hit a home run tonight. Oh, Curry at the buzzer at the half from 35 feet out. He hit it. 55-42 Warriors at the buzzer. He just dragged a shot from the hash mark over along the bench, literally, and then he ran off the court like a scene out of a bad NFL movie. The guy hit a shot from 35 feet out at the buzzer, dagger, and it fell all net, splash, and he ran right out of the tunnel. I mean, look at this. Right in there, in a double, in Caruso's face. And Davis was too slow to keep up with him. And then he put on a dance. Davis couldn't guard him. Caruso tried. And he hit a wing three bomb, and it fell. So he's hit two threes in the game, both from 30 feet out at least.
Gave a little yell to the Laker
smack.
Fan. Oh, I love it. Gave a little you yell to the Laker fan down the tunnel, too.
And he gave a yell. And not only that, on the court, he gave the celebrities like Michael B. Jordan and all these other guys, he gave them the business. Oh, my God. I'm going to pull my pants down if they win this game. I am. I hate the Lakers. So I can, you know.
Oh, imagine having to have them sweat on Friday night with Memphis. Now, they'll probably beat Memphis, but just having
they'll
to let
kill
them
Memphis.
Sweat. Just to let
they'll
them sweat.
Them.
Not only will they kill Memphis, but remember this part of it, too. The NBA will tell those refs, you better not let Memphis get out of this game with a win. We cannot have that at all. That will be one of the most lopsided called games in the history of the NBA, that Lakers-Memphis
right.
game on Friday.
You're right. It'll be fixed. It'll be fixed so they win. You're right, without a doubt. And they're going to have Utah Lakers in round one no matter what. And if at worst, if they come back and win this game, they'll be the seven. And then the Warriors, I think, will beat the Grizzlies in Memphis. They're not stopping Steph Curry, the Grizzlies. They don't have one guy that could guard him. I'm telling you, John Morant cannot guard him.
Nope.
John Morant's a really good player, and he is not in Steph Curry's league at all. And that's just all there is to it. So, it's so funny that, like, there's this media fascination with Alex Caruso. They literally showed him warming up tonight and dunking warm-up, like layup line dunks, like off the glass and dunking. Like are we supposed to be enamored or blown away or shocked that, like, Alex Caruso can dunk because he's white or something? I don't understand. Like, who cares if he can dunk? Like, he's an NBA player. I mean, the only guys that can't dunk in the NBA are like 5'6", right? I mean, honestly, there's no, like, TJ McConnell's not dunking, right? Alex Caruso can dunk. I think he's like, unless I'm mistaken, isn't he like 6'2", 6'3"? At least. And, wow, they're showing him dunking in a warm-up line. Like, who cares? It's so funny to me. And now he's having a big game. And I'll tell you why he's having a big game. I said it before, because the Warriors aren't guarding him at all. They're like, here's what they said in the pregame. Kerr was having his pregame speech, and he went, all right, here's what we're going to do. Let the white boy do whatever he wants. Just let him score at will, ad nauseum. Let him do whatever he wants. We're not even guarding him. We're going to double Davis and LeBron. That's it. Boom. Let the white boy do whatever he wants. That's why he's got 14 points in the first half. Because he sucks. He sucks. I'm sick of, you know, every time I turn on a Laker game, I'm hearing about, oh, my God, he's the most, you know, he works harder than any Laker. He's the heart and soul. He's inspiring how hard he plays, diving for loose balls into the crowd, defending, running nonstop, greatest player ever. He leads the Lakers tonight with 12 points. It's because he's 5 of 5 from the floor, 2 of 2 from 3 with 2 rebounds. It's because no one's guarding him. Just so we're clear. I just want to be clear about that because, you know, they showed him in the warm-up line dunking, and, it, you know, you just knew he was going to have a big game. I knew he was going to have a big game because no one guards him. You got to worry about LeBron James and Anthony Davis, Drummond, Harrell, Pope shooting threes. Kuzma, I got no time to worry about headband white boy. I can guarantee you that. And you can take that any way you like. L.A., SoCal, San Diego, I don't care what you think. You know I'm right. You just don't like hearing it from the gravelly-voiced badass from New York City, do you? All right, go ahead. You know what you can do. Can't stand him either, that stupid-ass bandana wearing white boy. That was the best thing. That was better than sex watching Curry dagger from 35 feet right in his face. He's the best defender on the team. He's all hustle all the time. He's the heart and soul of the team. When is the last time you listened to a broadcast of a Laker game that the announcer didn't say that? I mean, is there any guy that calls games that doesn't do the same thing the guy before him did? Boy, that Alex Caruso, he's the heart and soul of the Lakers. It's every guy does it. It's so funny to me. I'm like, I'm the guy going, thanks, Frank. I appreciate your input, except no one guards him. They just don't guard him. He's the last guy they're worried about. Trust me. And you know I'm right, Carver High. You know I'm right. I'm not even trying to be right, and I'm right.
Listen, there's nobody else on the Lakers that should even be discussed besides LeBron and AD. Like, the rest of the team's just filled with hacks. I mean, that's just the way that it is.
So what did you say today? Curry's going to have 30?
I've been saying for the last few days, I hope he drops 50 on him and sends him home.
But today, didn't you say he needs to have at least 30?
I thought he had to have at least 30.
Or was that Kevin that said that?
That was KW, I think, said 30. I would have said 40.
Well, he's got 15 right now, so I think he's on pace for 30. And, you know, in the second half, he's probably going to – now that he's got a rhythm and he's got that two dagger bombs that fell, he's going to start chucking more of them. And I'll bet he's going to be in that 35 to 40 range. And if he goes 45-50, they're going to win. They're going to win the game. If he goes off for 30 in the second half and he finishes with 45 points, they're winning. And I got to tell you, the funny thing is that – the Lakers are so worried about Steph Curry, and they still didn't stop him, that everyone else has produced. Green is the only guy. He's got 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. So they've taken him out of his world. Usually he has 10 rebounds at the half, right? And 6 dimes. He's 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Bazemore has 7. Wiggins has 9. Looney has 2. Toscano-Anderson has 8. Mulder has 5 and Poole has 7. Every single guy on the team has scored for the Warriors. They've spread it out like peanut butter. And all I know is that's how you win. Get everybody involved and then still have Curry go off. Yeah, the best player in the NHL, my ass. They always try to sell us this Connor McDavid guy. Give me his numbers tonight, Carver High.
His numbers tonight, with 7 minutes left in the third period, the Oilers are losing 2-1. McDavid, no goals, no assists, no shots on goal with 7 minutes left to go.
He's the best player in the NHL.
It's just hard because you can never back this crew. Like, and look, I know it's one game, blah, blah, blah. And who knows? They could score 3 goals in the last 5 minutes of this game, the way that how explosive they are. But this is the same story all the time. This is why we backed the Blackhawks in the bubble over this team. Because you can't trust the Oilers. They're a two-man show, and when you get to playoff hockey, these teams are good enough that they're going to collapse on those two guys, McDavid and Draisaitl, and they are going to make somebody else on this team beat you. And not only that, they've got this absolute stiff in goal, Mike Smith, who's 150 years old.
Right.
And that makes things even harder on him. So, listen, I'm glad that them and the Maple Leafs got to play wiffle ball all year in that division. They played wiffle ball. And I thought the Jets were a real tough team. And what bothered me about the Jets was how awful they were the last month of the season. I mean, they couldn't beat anybody. And I was so ready to back the Jets when the playoffs started. And here we are, opening night. I play the Oilers because I figured the Jets have been so awful. And my initial read throughout the whole year is what's going to turn out to be true. The Jets are going to beat this team.
Well, I think you're right because I was on the Oilers too. And because the Jets are so awful. And they've been like so embarrassing over the last month that it's stunning to me that they're winning the game. And that McDavid's doing absolutely nothing. And I don't agree with you that they're going to score three goals in this game. I know you were joking. They're going to be I don't think they're going to score one goal. So I think there's 5 minutes left, and I think they're going to lose 2-1 because they don't do anything. Right? I mean, what do they do? Like, do you seriously think they're going to tie it and then win it in overtime? They might. I mean, I guess it could happen. I certainly don't think that I don't disagree that they have speed and everything else. But why is it that literally when Gretzky was there, they won the 4-1. One more after that, they won 5. The Penguins have 5. But Edmonton gets treated like they won 25. They get treated like they won 25 Stanley Cups. And you know it. And this Connor McDavid gets that he's the best player in the league, hands down. And the reality of it is that nobody wants to hear it, but they never win jack shack ever.
Ever.
So, I mean, ever. So, I know they've won it. I respect that. But those days are long gone. And I know, this guy's been there doing nothing.
I know this much. And I will never tell you that Connor McDavid isn't a good player or he's not one of the best players. I'm not going to sit here and say that because that's stupid. Of course the guy's unbelievable. He's got all the talent in the world. But I'll tell you this much. If you're Connor McDavid, you can't lose a series. You know, and this is one game. You can't lose a series like this to the Jets. After the year you had, you know, your dopey 100 points and 56 games and all this stuff, you should tear the Jets in half. If you're that kind of offensive machine that Connor McDavid is, it was ridiculous that they lost in the bubble to the Blackhawks. They were much better than that team. Much better than the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks were the 12 seed in the bubble, and the Oilers lost to them in that first round. If you're Connor McDavid, you cannot lose this series to the Winnipeg Jets. You just cannot.
There's no doubt about it. I guess Toninato had the go-ahead goal.
Yeah, it was a really weird play too. It was kind of a shot from the point, got deflected through a couple of guys and went past Mike Smith. And now Jets got the lead 2-1.
And then the Avalanche are up 2-0 on the Blues, and they're gonna waste them.
Donskoy
and McKinnon. McKinnon, the power play goal. You notice McKinnon producing at a high level every night.
Of course.
A lot of people the people that don't think that they're that don't think that McDavid's the best player in the league think that McKinnon is. And the difference is that McKinnon is coming up big every night in the playoffs. And so far, McDavid isn't. But it's the first game. I'll give you that. It's one game. But I'm telling you, to lose to a team that basically won one game in a month and a half, the Jets, they literally won like one game over the last month and a half. And they come into your building in game one with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl and they beat you. If they win this game 2-1, whatever, or in overtime, whatever it ends up being, they're up 2-1 right now, 5 minutes left. If they win this game, the Oilers are in big trouble. I'm telling you, because you cannot lose this game to this team that sucks as bad as they suck. And they come into your building and beat your ass. That's hilarious to me.
If the Jets win this game, they're going to win the series.
Because that's what I think.
And here's a reason why. The Oilers also have – they're very fragile mentally. And where I mean that is these big stars, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl, this is all they've heard for the last 2 years, is that they've done nothing. Zero when it matters.
They're pikers.
And now they're on the stage again, and they're going to lose game one to the Jets. It's a mental thing with them. And it'll spiral.
And they're going to get abused by the media unless they score right now and tie this game. What a save there. Who's it, Hellebuck?
Yeah, Hellebuck.
He's making one save after the next. They're firing at him right now on all cylinders. McDavid, a shot, save. There's his first shot on goal.
55 minutes for him to finally get a shot.
57 minutes.
You're ahead of me.
Took him 57 minutes to have a shot on goal. I'm pretty sure that was a shot on goal. I think he had to make the save there. I don't know if it was wide, but he went down. I don't know if it was wide or if it hit the pad. I couldn't tell. It was so fast. But, I mean, he might very well have shot that wide, and it wasn't on goal. Who knows? Either way, if he ends the night with one shot on goal in the last 3 minutes of the game, it's embarrassing. It really is. And you can't win the game. There's 3 minutes left. You cannot win the game unless you have the puck. you can't win the game unless you got the puck and you're skating and shooting. If Winnipeg gets the puck and controls the puck in this last 3 minutes, it's over. So right now, like, Edmonton, are you watching this game? They're having trouble getting out of their own end, and they just turned it over again. They can't even get the puck up through the effing neutral zone. They can't even get it out of their own end. That's all you need to know is they're getting outworked, outplayed, outskated, outsaved, outhit, out everything. And then how about, like, the no-name scoring goals? Like, absolutely. Tonanito, it sounds like some, like, Italian guy making noodles. I have no idea who that is. So they're beating him with a bunch of hacks. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, that team's so bad over the last 2 months of the season, the Jets. I don't even – can anyone name anyone on their team? I don't know. I just saw it again. I don't know if that shot was on goal.
And two of their best players aren't even playing tonight. Pierre-Luc Dubois and Nikolaj Ehlers aren't playing for the Jets tonight either.
Right. So they have no talent at all, and they're winning. It's great. I don't know what's better, watching this. It has to be watching the Lakers losing is way better. Because I may go up and
Lakers losing is better.
It's sexual. It really is. I mean, it's like it's like the greatest lover of a lifetime watching them lose. If they lose, there's a long way left in that basketball game, though. 12 points isn't jack. It's nothing. 12 points can be evaporated in 2 minutes. A lifetime. And, you know, they're going to get all the calls, too, at Staples. So I'm just waiting for the foot to drop. There's the empty netter. Game over. Oh, God. The empty netter from Connor. Game over. The Oilers lose. Oh, who's that? Who's that coach? Is that McClellan? Is that who their coach is?
No, it's Dave Tippett.
Sorry. I saw he was bending over. Is it Dave Tippett's up there?
McClellan's with the Kings now.
With the Kings. You're right. All right, so who cares? They just lost. So time to – here you go. I'm going to put on the Avalanche game as a – they're in the break. And then I'm just going to go back to the – I'm going to go back to the Laker game. I'm done with the Edmonton Oilers. And Connor McDavid, the greatest player on earth that never wins, Jack Shaq. So funny to me. All right, Carver High, you have yet to bust out the sheet of integrity for the PGA chip. Are you going to have that tomorrow on Coast to Coast?
Yeah.
It'll be too late.
I mean, it's kind of too late then. We might have to do it here tonight. If you want, when we come back from the break, I'll give you all the plays that I am already put in. We have a lot of heavy lifting for the PGA tomorrow, which of course starts at Kiawa at the Island Course there in South Carolina. So I do have a bevy of plays for you.
Do you have a sheet of integrity? You have all the picks for Kiawa and the Ocean Course. And I played the golf course. Brutal. Very brutal. Very long. Dangerous. Links golf. Danger. Danger. Every hole. Every single hole. Danger. 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 I mean, just I was in 10-foot deep bunkers all day. And when you hit the ball out of the bunker, the sand blows in your face because of the wind. You got it all in your mouth, in your eyes, your hair. Disaster. They shouldn't even let me back on that course the size of the divots I put on it. I mean, and I can golf. I couldn't golf there. It was just kicking my ass. Second half underway. LeBron having a huge game tonight. He's got 8 points. All right, so the Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers in the sixth at Chavez Ravine 2-1. Astros up 2-1 on the A's in the seventh in the Astros in Oakland. Tigers 3-2 on the Mariners in Seattle, top four. Runners on first and second, one out for Detroit. Red Sox beat the Jays in Dunedin 7-3. Cardinals at Busch over the Pirates 8-5. Yankees, Kluber, no-hitter, 2-0 over the Rangers. A no-no at Globe Life. And the White Sox in the afternoon beat the Twins 2-1. Padres 3-0 over the Rockies at Petco. Tatis back in the lineup 4-for-4 with a homer. Giants win again. They're 11 games over 500, 4-0 over the Reds. in Cincy. Marlins 3-1 over the Phillies in Philadelphia. Rays 9-7 over the Orioles in Means. Rosarena hit two home runs. Acuna with a walk-off. Braves beat the Mets 5-4 in Atlanta. Nationals and Scherzer beat the Cubs 4-3. Soto with a bomb in that game. Deep right field. Indians 3-2 over the Angels. The Angels lose by one run every day. And the Royals 6-4 over the Brewers. All right. We got to get the sheet of integrity going here for the chip tomorrow. The Forella Maker Trophy is at stake in the PGA Championships at Kiowa, site of the PGA Championship in 2012 and the Ryder Cup. Great golf course. I've played the golf course. It's incredible. It chewed me and spit me out. Carver High Sheet of Integrity, the stuff of legend. He's got a lot of action going on the chip. And for the Forella Maker, let's hear what he says about who he's betting on.
Yeah, so we're betting several different things here. Obviously, we have outrights. We have top 20s, 30s, and 40s. We have a couple of props. We have three balls for tomorrow, the group action that gets going earlier. I'll tell you who I like, who I'm putting a couple bucks on to win the whole thing. In the top level of guys, you know, at the top of the chart, we, of course, will spray JT at 18-1 and Bryson at 19-1. I think that those are the two guys out of the heavy hitter club that I'm going to go after. When we get to the middle of the road, Cameron Smith, 42-1. We're going to take a shot with him. Abraham Anser, 47-1. He's been close. We've been on him the last few weeks. It's eventually going to happen for him. And then also in the middle ground, Corey Connors, Canada's finest, 65-1 for Corey Connors. Now, we are, of course, have to take some heavy, deep shots as well. You don't got to go wild on these because the odds are so huge. Emiliano Grillo, 180-1 with our man right there. Cameron Tringali. Cameron Tringali, 190-1.
Svengali?
Yes. Charlie Hoffman, 200-1. Your boy.
North Jersey's finest.
Christian Bisonhoot, the pride of South Africa, 220-1. We're also going to play him to be the best South African golfer at the PGA. You're going to get 6-1 on that. That is a really good play.
What's his name again?
Bisonhoot. B-E-Z-U-I-T-E-N-H-O-O-T.
I got him. Christian Bisonhoot. I know who he is.
That's our guy. And also, Stuart Sink, who has been playing really well. He's won two tournaments already this year. I mean, 200-1? I mean, geez, you know, throw $2 on him. I mean, $400 you'd win off of that. I mean, why not?
Right.
Take a blast
right.
with
why
Stuart
not?
Sink. We said Bisonhoot about the top South African player. That's 6-1. Brian Harman, top lefty, plus 185. Little prop right there for you there with Brian Harman getting involved. We have some top 40s and top 30s. Top 30s, Mark Leishman, plus 160. Top 20 for Corey Connors, plus 190. Top 20 for Morikawa, the defending champ, plus 115. Top 40 for Charlie Hoffman, plus 210. Top 30 for Cameron Smith, plus 100. Top 30 for Abraham Anser, plus 125. Top 40 for Stuart Sink, plus 165. And a top 40 for Matt Kuchar at plus 200. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Yes, that's how many tickets I have on the PGA Championship so far. And I also have to get my three balls in order after the show tonight. And the three balls, of course, are for the groups that are going out tomorrow. I'm also going to play Scotty. FanDuel has a odds boost for the first 2 days. Rory, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth to all make the cut at plus 160. Okay,
like
now this
that.
Is a, now this is a max bet of $50, so I'm maxing this. So 50 wins you 80 for those three guys to make the cut. Rory, JT, and Spieth. Pretty good odds boost that FanDuel's giving you for the PGA Championship. In terms of groups tomorrow, let me just give you a couple. That there is some heavy hitter groups and some pretty good prices too for the three balls. Who's out early in the morning? I like Leishman over Casey and Higo. That's at 7:27 a.m., plus 165 for Leishman. We have Cameron Champ at +175 over McIntyre.
I like him.
And Caitlin. I like Cameron Champ. And he usually plays well on Thursday. So if you want to get a piece of Cameron Champ, it's tomorrow because he doesn't play well on the weekend. The big groups, see if I can give you some of the big groups tomorrow. Now, Rory's playing with JT and Brooks. They're teeing off at 8:33 tomorrow morning. I kind of like JT +160, but that's a very hard three ball to play because those three guys are so good. Bryson is playing with Matsuyama and Morikawa. Got to tell you, Morikawa tomorrow morning in this three ball, +200. That's pretty good. Morikawa, he's played well here at the PGA, won it. He's the defending champ. Bryson's +145, Matsuyama +195.
So he's got to play the best in that three.
Yes, that's for the three ball. You got to have the best score out of the three guys in their group for one day. Now, if it's a tie, it's a dead heat rule. You'd split it. You'd probably get your bet back and maybe a little bit more. But you're looking to win that bet with those guys. So that's a really good group tomorrow. Afternoon has two really good groups, too. Let's see what they are. Where is it? Sergio's playing with Dustin Johnson and Shane Lowry. You have, where's the good group in the afternoon? Spieth is playing with Willie Z and Webb Simpson. Willie Z tomorrow.
Willie Halitosis?
How about Willie Z? +230 against Spieth and Webb Simpson tomorrow.
What is Sam Burns?
Sammy Burns. You want him to win the whole tournament or tomorrow in his three ball? He's 65-1 to win the tournament, Sam Burns. And he's been playing very well. So
yeah,
I like him.
And what's Victor Hovland?
Victor Hovland was really flying up the board. Let me see where he's at now. He's been one of the most bet guys. He's up to 22-1. Still a pretty good price for him. For Hovland, 22-1, it's not terrible.
I like Hovland, Burns, Cameron Champ.
Now, there's a few guys who I like betting. Like, I like betting Patrick Reed because I like rooting for him.
Right.
And Patty Reed is going off right now 36-1. So I do like rooting for Patty, so I'll probably add him at some point. Morikawa, the defending champ, at 31-1 to win the whole thing. Not awful. But I'm staying away from Johnson. I'm staying away from Rahm.
What about Kokrak?
Your boy Kokrak, who I had a piece of a couple weeks ago, and he fell apart on Saturday. Where's Kokrak? How far down the list is he? Jeez, can't even find the guy here. Kokrak.
What about Hatton?
Hatton's been playing pretty well. And I saw him. His price was not bad for where you want him. Hatton's 49-1. Not awful.
Five top tens in majors. 45-1. I like him, too.
Well, let's give you. So for his top 10, let's play that right now. Let's get Hatton in for a top 10. And FanDuel's giving you that. And we have to find him on our list here. Hatton. +410. So 4-1 for Hatton to finish in the top 10. That's not awful. I'm adding that.
That's not awful at all.
So I'm going to add Hatton top 10 at +410.
All right. That's beautiful.
I got a lot of tickets. I mean, a lot of tickets on the PGA.
So what about, you don't have anything on Xander Schauffele with all of his impressive top 10?
He's on the list. I have a list. And Xander Schauffele's on it. He's on the no play zone for me. I do not like rooting for that. I don't like.
Is that like the no go zone?
Listen, there's ways to get on this list. Either you're either on this list because I think you're a D. You're either on this list because you've cost me money. You know you have failed me, which is what the X Man did that at the Masters. We had a ticket on the X Man there on that Sunday at Augusta. And he completely went in the tank when he hit
Xander?
That ball in the water. Yeah, the X-Man, Xander. He put one in the drink, so he's on the list now. And as much as you love Hovland, I stay away from Hovland personally because every time I play Hovland, he doesn't show up. And then when I bet against him in a three ball, he shoots the lights out. So I can never win with Hovland. So that's why I usually don't go near him.
So I love all your picks. I think they're smart. I think they're well thought out, and they're valuable. There's a lot of money to be made there. And those aren't outrageous bets. Those are just solid, smart, creative, inventive, insightful bets. Like, you've incited me. I'm lit just hearing those bets. You got a lot of, I mean, you have the potential to make a serious amount of money with some of those bets.
The thing is now, and this is just from really digging into it now for about 6 weeks. I mean, since the players, I've been playing, and you know this, we've been having fun with it on Thursdays and Fridays. I mean, since the players, I have been playing every tournament every week. I now know the middle to the bottom guys that are out there every week that nobody ever hears of, or they only watch majors. They see them. Right. So I'm getting a feel for all of these guys now. And it helps when you're trying to handicap these things.
So are you so now this has become your thing, is betting on the golf. Are you making all kinds of money doing it?
We have had a couple of monster weeks, because we had JT to win the Players. We had Rory to win a couple weeks ago at Quail Hollow. And right. And we've had a couple weeks where we've done a little bit more than break even. And then we've had one or two weeks where it was a complete washout. Like last week was bad news. That last week was probably my first real bad week with the golf. Wherever they were. I mean, Texas. That was just miserable. That Byron Nelson was the worst thing ever. Right. It just was. I mean, the course sucked. You got guys shooting 25 under. I don't like situations like that. So I like that we're now at a challenging course, and the real players are going to step up and get it done.
So the Warriors, I think you have great sheet of integrity. Fantastic. Those bets, they blew me away. So I don't know how you can – I would love to get my hands on that for tomorrow, like on Coast to Coast, that we could go over it again, document it that I heard you do all this on Wednesday night.
Right, but we
just
could
pull
do,
it all out and see how the bets are doing.
Yeah, and a lot of those bets you could still go to because they're available even after the first round. The odds are going to change a little, but they might still be available to you.
But you have them all written down and ready to go, right? All right, so we'll come back and wrap it up from New York. All right, really quick, the Avalanche, Donskoy's got another goal, a power play goal. He's got two goals in that game. McKinnon, the other one, 3-0. They're winning over the Blues. Already, Bruins in double overtime beat the Capitals. Canes 3-0 over the Predators. The Jets humiliated the Oilers in Edmonton 4-1. And baseball, Diamondbacks still up 2-1 on the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine after 6. Astros 4-1 on the A's in the top of the 7th, the runner on 2nd. Tigers 5-2 over the Mariners, top 5. That's happening right now. This NBA game is crazy. The Warriors are up 4 after a Curry bucket. It's right now 79-75, and he's got 25. Curry's got 26. He just hit a 3. 26. He's got 5 3-pointers. And then you get another bucket from the Lakers. It's a 2-point game. 10 seconds left in the third. Warriors with the rock up a deuce on the Lakers. Green at the buzzer. Brick. So after 3, 79-77, the Warriors are up. And I swear to God, on my mother's grave, the Lakers, on every shot, every whistle, every moment that the quarter just ended, they complain. They're in the refs' faces the entire time. When there is any kind of play they don't like, the entire bench screams at the refs. The entire coaching staff screams at the refs. The entire starting five scream at the refs. The entire, they might as well have the crowd come on the floor and start yelling at them. The amount of work and jimmying that the Lakers are doing on the refs is like nothing I've ever seen. I mean, they cry like nothing I've ever seen in my life. And they're down 2, but they're complaining like they're down 30. I mean, they cry to the refs like nothing. It's like it's an ocean. It's an ocean of tears. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. And again tomorrow night on the bench at 10 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.